'Tis the season to shine with H&M. Discover the holiday collection and find fashionable pieces for your wardrobe or for under the tree. Get inspired and dazzle with this year's glam. From tuxedo styles, bow detailed pieces, impressive prints, and more. From unforgettable looks to unforgettable gifts. With fashion finds to home decor, find it all at H&M. Treat your loved ones and yourself this season. Shop in-store or at hm.com.
Bienvenidas al podcast Dos Bold Latinas. Aquí están sus hosts, Jatna Abreu
y Josibel Madera Vialetz, dos latinas feministas born in Santo Domingo y in New York.
Passionate about Latina empowerment, Spanglish,
learning, growth, and so much more.
Hola, mujeres. Have you ever stopped to think about yourself as a brand? First, let us provide the definition of personal brand. And personal brand is widely recognized and largely uniform perception or impression of an individual based on their experience, expertise, competencies, actions, and or achievements within a community, industry, or the marketplace at large. Personal branding is crucial in every aspect of life since it is what portrays who you are. Now, you may ask yourself, how can I identify my personal brand? Well, today, we will go over some questions that you can reflect upon, which we hope will help you develop your personal brand. But before we get into those questions, here are some insights to have a strong brand. So the first one is that you need to know who you are as an individual. In order to build a personal brand that accurately reflects your personal and professional identity, you first need to know who you are and create a list of your personal strengths and weaknesses. The second thing is that you need to know what you want to be known for. Your personal brand is more than a reflection of who you are today. It is a roadmap of where you want to go. The third thing is having a defined audience. You also need to determine who you're trying to reach. The sooner you define the audience, the easier it will be to craft your story because you'll have a better understanding of the type of story you want to tell and where you need to tell it. The fourth thing is having an elevator speech. As you begin to identify your personal brand, spend some time crafting an elevator speech. It could be 30 to 60 seconds. And it's just a story about yourself and maybe your passions. And then the 15th is embracing networking. As you cultivate your ideal personal brand, it's important to network regularly and grow effectively to grow your personal, but also your professional circle.
Thank you, Jana. One of my favorites, yo diría, be authentic. And it's like, it may sound like, okay, yeah, stay true to myself. However, with that power of influence out in this world, many people get caught up in this like exhausting cycle of being someone they don't even know who they are. And personal branding is actually being unique to make you stand out. For example, if you're an entrepreneur, you may sell products or offer services, which many other people may do as well. However, think about what are you doing differently to attract a community? What experience are you providing? It's like, what are you leaving that person to feel? Because again, many people may sell or offer the same product as you, but what makes you unique that they want to come to you? And let's say you're not an entrepreneur and you're just excelling in your career, you may compare yourselves to others and say, they're excelling in their career. Well, it comes down to how do you make people feel in your career? Again, it has to do with what others experiencing when they are with you. What do they feel when they talk to you? What do they feel when they're working on a project with you? That is you building your personal brand. How do you want to be perceived? Being authentically you, bringing your whole self to your career. And lastly is be influential. The unique and valuable experience you create is what makes you powerful. Like, de verdad, being you is what makes you powerful. Now, let's go into the questions. And here are some questions I would like you to really, you know, take a pen and paper or write in your notepad on your phone. I want you to start thinking about this when you are building your brand. This will help you identify your strengths and uniquenesses. One of the first things that Jana said is to know who you are as an individual. And these questions have helped me identify that. Number one question. What do others tell you you are good at? For example, like, people tell me that I am a business oriented and like to empower others to build a business. Like, I have a friend, she says, like, you don't talk about just normal stuff or gossip. You're always asking me how am I doing and digging into deeper questions. Or if I know that a friend got into a business, I'm already asking them how to elaborate. I'm looking for those talents they have. And I'm over here encouraging them, empowering them. And it also comes to, like, I would feel like I never found that in myself. So I'm always, like, searching that in people. So that is that's my example right there. What's your example, Jana?
For me is, people tell me that I'm good at planning and executing. So I'm always ready to go. And, you know, if there's something that needs to be done, like, it could be a project, it could be, it could be a project professionally, like in my professional world. But it could also be like a personal thing where I want to plan for something, but it needs planning and execution. So before I get that done, you know, I kind of have to, there's steps to be able to get there, to get the right results. So that's kind of what, you know, people always tell me, and that I know that I'm good at for sure.
Great. So remember, that question was, what do others tell you you're good at? And you got to hear from Jana and I, so start reflecting. Now on to question number two is, what are things you do without needing to feel much effort is put into it? However, for others, it takes a lot of effort. You know, sometimes you're like, oh, that comes easy to me. And others are like, oh, no, it took me hours to, like, get that done. So I'll start thinking about that. What do you learn fast? Like, what can you pick up on fast doing? For me, personally, it's easy for me to identify passions of people and help them see the best in themselves. Like, I have spoken to people and they're like, I may have felt like I cannot do something. And after talking to you, I feel like I could conquer the world. I feel like I could do it. And it's just because I believe in that. If it comes out of you, or if it comes to your mind, it's because you have that interest. So now you just need that willpower. And I love to see that people have a talent or a passion, and I really just want to see them elaborate on that. So that comes easy to me. Like, I feel like sometimes I'm observative with that. Like, if I meet someone, I automatically like to know what they're good at or what's their interest, because I really want to like connect those dots, and that comes easy to me.
And for me, it's to no surprise, I like planning for things in advance and executing them with timelines. So it comes very easy to me. So that's why I said earlier that whether it be like a professional project, like for work that I have to plan for, or it could be like a personal thing where maybe like I'm planning a renovation to something, or like I want to decorate my deck or something, which is something I did recently. Like, I first plan for that. Like, okay, what is it going to take for me to do that? And then, you know, I research, like, how do I want it to look like? And then, like, when do I want that to happen? Like, when do I want the end results, and how do I want it to look like? So even for my personal life, I'm always planning and executing. So that's something that for me, it's like, oh, it's super easy. It's something that I already incorporate into my life, regardless of, you know, work or personal.
You see, I'm over here listening to Jana already wanting to tell her, you're going to have to do like a little class on that. I want you to turn that to a side hustle. And Jana's like, really? But there's so many people out there that do that. But yo le digo, but there's so many other people out there that would want to do that with you specifically. So that's like what comes to mind. And it leads me to question number three that I want you to ask yourself is, Do you find yourself giving advice on specific topics often? And my example is I'm constantly telling people to find a way to turn their passion into income. Like, someone could tell me, like, I know I've had a friend who say, oh, you know, cleaning, what do you think? I'm like, yeah, do it. You have a passion for it. Oh, like fashion design, drop very pretty dresses. Yes, do it. Oh, cosmetology, I don't know if I'm that good at doing nails. Hey, if you are already doing it, turn it into money. If you're already creating content out there, turn it in, like if you're good at drawing, turn it into money. Anything that you know that you are passionate about, I'm going to try to get you to make money off of it. And I think it comes to me personally so much because I still struggle. Like now I have discovered a little bit about that and I'm not making money out of it, but I always would, it would just like urge me, like seeing people with talents and me still trying to discover my talent. And I would see that they weren't turning that into some type of income or, you know, actually getting, doing it like hands on, full blown. So that's my personal experience.
For me, I, you know, the topic kind of like, you know, that I like to give advice often. And if you know me, you probably know that I have at some point talked about getting a degree because it's been the hard, like one of the hardest, but also like the most rewarding things that I've, you know, I've done for myself. So I always like to talk about how powerful it is to be an educated Latina, especially in the United States. Because if you come from another country and you have to, you know, you do know that you have to work really, really hard here to be able to be successful and to make it. So I like to tell women, specifically Latina women, that, you know, it is, you know, getting an education is very important. Getting a degree is very important. And, you know, whether it be like a certification or so, or being in a program where you get something out of it, you know, and you get like a skill set or something out of it, it's very important. So, because that's what's going to help you to get where you want to get or where you or who you want to be. And it's never too late to be able to do that. So for me, it's something that always I just like to talk about because it's very important to, you know, to be able to like to have to be educated in this country and be able to get, you know, to do the things you want to do. Because you have a degree.
Yeah. And Jana, for us that know you, that has molded you to be who you are. And that is like the perfect example of like who you are. And I know a lot of people would say, oh, who's Jana? Is that go-getter that says I'm determined to do this and she's gonna do it. So question number four that I want you to write down, ask yourself is what are ideal activities which give you that life purpose energy? So what can you do, like, you know, that you feel like fills your heart, that you say like I really want to make time to do this? And my example is I'm laughing because Jana finds it weird, but it's catering to others, knowing that I did something to add value to their life. So I don't know why I always, if I know someone needs help, I like to help somehow. I like to, if I know someone likes to eat something, I like to make it for them, or
that one specifically, yeah.
Or just, I don't know, I just like bringing joy to people, and especially like if it has to do with their business, if I know they need help with something, like even if I don't know the information, I really want to find out a way or connect them with someone. So that really is something that brings that life purpose energy to me.
And for me, it's something that I really think that like gives me that purpose energy, like and value to my life. It's basically mentoring younger girls so they too become part of the small percentage that I was talking about of being an educated Latina. So being a Latina who has degrees, because I feel like if I was given that opportunity where other mentor me and have helped me get this far, I feel like I have to give back and I have to do the same thing for those young girls that look at us like as Latinas to be role models so that they can feel like, oh, if she did it and she got there and like, you know, she came from another country and she speaks a second language, she's bilingual and she didn't, you know, before she got here, like I can do that too. So I want to be able to be that role model, and it just gives me purpose to be able to do that for other girls that look like me.
Love it. And yeah, we have heard, if you guys haven't heard an episode about mentoring, listen to it, because you will learn a lot from Jana on that episode. And now that, and listen to it more now that you know that this is one of her passions. So question number five, and is our last question, so make sure to write it down, is what do you find yourself doing for hours and hours and don't get tired of doing it? Como que tú puedes durar un día entero y tú ni te das cuenta que lo estás haciendo. For my example is researching, reading articles that help me increase my knowledge, specifically if I know I will add value to someone I know and that they will apply it in their life. Because I just, like, it's sometimes, you know, when you're rooting someone on and you see that they're stuck and you know, like, okay, what's their weakness? I really want to start learning or sharing articles with that person or a video to help them grow in that. So that is something that I can spend hours doing because I know that it's going to add value to someone's life.
And for me, which is no surprise, is creating content for this podcast where we share our experiences, where Rosie and I share everything we know, everything we've gone through that it's, you know, worth sharing with you guys, because we want to be able to help and empower other women to go through something that we have already gone through. And we want to avoid, you know, we want you to avoid to have to go through that because we already did for you. Or just because, you know, if you are looking for to just relate to someone that has gone through something that you have gone through, we want to make sure that you have that, you know, that you're empowered and that you have that, you know, that those two people that have gone through those things and you're not alone. So for me, just, you know, putting content together so we can share those things, you know, with Rosie and I, and just like bring that to you so that you get to know us a little more, but also that you can get information and resources from us that you can get to use and can help you with anything you may be going through with life.
Yes. And that really, I want to let you know those are the last of our questions, and that we do know that it takes confidence to figure out your personal brand. And for example, as I mentioned before, this podcast has helped me identify that, because trust me, it has taken me time to acknowledge like who I am, and it's still a work in progress. Like there's so much growth I want to have and need to have. Like today, we just want you to really start thinking about what is being said in a room when you're not present, because that is your personal brand. We want you to be intentional about who you choose to be. Remember, we said that tú eres la jefa de tu vida. You're that badass woman. And we really want you to be intentional about that in every aspect of your life. So with that, now that you understand that your personal brand most of the time aligns with your passions. With that said, stay authentic, keep inspiring other women, and be the best version of yourself all the time. So hasta la próxima, chicas.
Ciao.